Dungeons & Dragons with Audio Boo number one. It is August 13th, Thursday, lucky August 13th, and from that lunchtime out, actually not walking around, so if you hear the car noises or the wind noises or something like that, it's just a lovely ambiance of Sacramento lunchtime. I was thinking about summer stock market returns. And one of the investing theories out there is Sallie Mae. And Sallie Mae idea is based on the historical stock market has better returns in fall and winter compared to the spring and summer. So the idea is that you want to be invested in the market during the historically strong season, or strong months, out of the market, in cash, in short-term investments, during the weaker months, the summer months. Well, this year, as you know, hasn't quite worked out so well. The decisions you have to make in the seasonal decision is really just two decisions, when to sell in the spring, when to buy in the fall. And of course, if you want to sell in May, what day do you sell? So May 1st, May 2nd, the day before Memorial Day, the day after. But some folks have kind of come up with an idea that if the market's in an uptrend, you don't really want to get out of the market. You want to ride the uptrend to however it concludes. And you can use whatever kind of technical indicators you want to exit the market. You can use the MACD crossover, an IBD follow through day to the downside, or whatever else you want that says to you, hey, it's time. It's time to get out. And then you basically just put all your money in short-term cash, and you watch baseball and drink beer. That's about it. Then the fall, the reverse happens. You know, if the market's still going down, well, you don't want to buy as it's still trending down. You want to wait until you get the MAC crossover, or IBD follow through day, positive divergences, double bottom, something like that that will trigger a buy signal. Well, this year, of course, it hasn't worked out that. It's, the market were bottoming in March, and they had a nice rally, and then kind of had a rough stretch a little bit again early summer, late spring, early summer, but has really again picked up. So, historically, it's been a pretty good trend to follow, the selling May. I guess, as everything, historically, it doesn't mean it's going to happen again. But there has been other times in the past where the selling May didn't work either, but over the long term, it's been a pretty good strategy. I haven't followed it this year. I mentioned it on my blog that I was watching it, but, with the market up as low as I